BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website. The Scott Mills Daily.
The debate is rumbling on about which celebrity Becky had the showbiz gossip about yesterday. We still haven't guessed it, have we?
No.
Could you recap the story, please?
So, my friend was at a showbiz event, got dragged off to the toilets by a very famous female pop star. He was thinking, yes, I'm going to get a snog. In the end, she took him into the cubicle, opened the lid of the toilet and showed him a massive poo.
And she locked the door behind as
yes.
well. And went, look at that!
At which point he realised he probably wasn't going to get a snog.
Does her voice sound like that? Because I still don't know who it is. Look at that! Or is it more...
No.
I'm trying to get out whether she's American or not.
I'm never sure with your impressions. They all sound like Alan Carr.
Yeah. Was it one of the Saturdays?
Which one?
What are the names? Frankie, Marley, Una, Vanessa, Rochelle. What are you doing Saturday, girl?
What?
I know that through Flo Rida's rap in the song
Is
Higher.
Is that how you remember them?
Yeah, it's like, you know, at school when you learn rhymes and stuff. That's
yeah.
how I remember the names of the Saturdays.
So what is it?
Thanks, Flo.
What is it?
Frankie.
No.
Marley.
No.
Una, Vanessa, Rochelle.
No.
What are you doing Saturday, girl?
No.
No?
No.
None of them?
No. But I like the way you did all of them, just to double check.
Hardly worth revealing that
Good
I know
Good Saturday's
the...
knowledge
Thank
as well.
You.
Thanks, Flo.
Got any guesses, Chris?
I'm going to go Selena Gomez.
Is it Selena Gomez? She looks like the type that would be a... spotter of those things. Look at that! Come
no.
in here, look at this.
Justin might have had a few things to say about that. Not the poo, her going to the toilet with my friend. I'm going to say no.
Oh, this is doing my head in. Who is it? Any more guesses, please? We said Adele yesterday, didn't we? It's not her. I really want to know who it is.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Thinking of getting another phone.
Are you?
Yeah.
What's wrong with your current one?
No, I'm going to have my current one. But then I'm going to get another one as well, so I have two. It doesn't right. have to be anything fancy, I just want two.
Why?
Because, as you know by now, I am not a leader, I am a follower. And I've noticed that quite a few celebrities have two phones. What's the first thing you think about people who have two phones?
I never trust a man with two phones, it's a rule.
What about a woman with two phones?
I think it's a bit different, I don't know why.
Why? Why have they got two phones? Why do they need two?
Well, quite often, the girl who sits next to me upstairs has two phones, one for work and one for personal.
Right.
So, obviously, she doesn't want work calls on her personal number.
Just have one, it makes it complicated. What have you got to hide?
Also, it's a bit awkward when you find out, sitting next to her, that you've only got the work number and you haven't got the personal one.
She's never given you a personal one?
No.
That's awful. You've worked with her for years.
I know.
You thought you were her friend and you're
not. I used to text about spooks all the time. At least she does get... At least she answers me on the work
yeah.
one.
Yeah. So for girls,
but
it's fine.
But what do you need it for? Why do you need...
I don't need one. I've just seen other people have them.
What are these... Which celebrities have got two phones?
Okay, right. So I was at X Factor on Saturday.
Mm.
And I was sat next to... the other guests on Extra Factor, and they were Christine Bleakley and Joey Essex.
And they both have two phones?
So Essex is on my right, Bleakley is on his left, so they're like both to the right of me. And they both are checking their two phones all the time, and I got a little bit jealous.
So what did you ask them what they were using it for? Like
no,
who had the numbers to...
No, I didn't. I was about to ask Joey Essex, and he was checking them constantly. You know how I check my phone constantly? But he's got two to check. If that was me, if I do get another one, I will never speak to anybody.
Are they both nice new ones, or that is one, like, obviously new, and the other one's like a manky old one they've had since the 90s?
Well, you know, Joey Essex, one of them's obviously...
Both are ream.
Both are really ream, yeah.
Bleakley, has she got, like, an old one that goes, diddle-erda, diddle-erda?
Yeah. She's got one of those, like, ones with an aerial.
what are you saying, then? So you're going to have one for your work and one for personal. So
no.
Where does that put me and Becky on which phone?
No, that makes it difficult.
I know people that have more than one SIM card who give out the SIM numbers on certain nights out and then another SIM number on another night out.
I just think it's dodgy. But I don't watch TV and watch Christine Bleakley and think, dodge, do you? She's got nothing to hide. She's got a lovely bloke, that Frank Lampard. He's probably got two as well.
Are you sure one of them wasn't his?
I don't think it was.
She might have been borrowing it off someone.
No, because she was texting him going, well done on your goal.
Which phone was she texting him from?
The nice one. So that means that, yeah, he must have the personal number.
That's good.
Mind you, you'd be gutted if you were Frank Lampard and going out with Christine Bleakley and she only gave you the work one.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be the best.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, I've mentioned before, we're making this movie. It's got to be done by the 7th of December because that's when we're premiering it. And obviously, every movie needs a trailer. And for that trailer, you need a voiceover. We've got just the guy. His name's Red Pepper. His voice is out of this world. If you've never heard this guy before, he's coming in just after 4:30. Going to get him to do some stuff for the movie trailer. And also, if there's anything you want saying, we might get you to text or Facebook us or whatever, and you can give it a go.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You might need to turn down the bass on your speakers just a little bit now as I introduce to you Red Pepper.
How you doing?
Oh, God.
How are you doing, sir?
How are you?
I'm not bad. I'm alive and well. Glad to be here at Radio 1. Love this place.
It's really nice to meet you.
Everybody smiling, everybody happy. What's up?
Yeah, well, it's a happy place. I did see you outside a couple of months ago.
Yeah, I've got to tell everybody. I saw Scott outside looking fly the other week. You know, he's got all these cool shades and all, you know, what you call it, that designer gear, looking very cool outside.
Are you sure it was me?
Yeah, you know it was you. Yeah.
And we had a little chat, and I was like, I just listened to you mostly. I didn't really say much.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, obviously, people will know your voice. You have the most incredible speaking voice of anyone that I think I've ever met.
Well, it's just my voice.
I know. That's actually how you speak.
Yeah.
How did your voice get spotted then? A lot of people won't know this.
Well, actually, when I'm a voiceover artist, obviously, but the way I got into what I'm doing was simply because I was talking to somebody on a tannoy inside of a train on the tubes, because I used to be a train driver on the underground.
In London?
Yeah, in London, UK. And I just made a comment about a beautiful lady who just boarded my train. Good afternoon. Welcome along to the... whatever it is, to that lady in the red dress. And I could hear people behind my door saying, God, did you hear that geese? God, bloody hell. Yeah, stuff like that. And then it turned out a TV executive was on that train, and he ran down the platform, and the rest is history. He gave me his number, bloody, bloody, bloody. And that was donkeys years ago, and here I am, still doing it.
That is incredible. Because you don't think that kind of thing happens. You hear about singers being discovered on the tube or on a train, and you go, really? But that actually happened to you.
It really did, yeah.
That's incredible. So when you did the tube announcements, I wish you'd been on my tube. I've never heard you. What would you kind of say? Give us an idea of that.
Oh, typical would be I'd get him pull into Oxford Street and Oxford Circus, and I say, this is the Bakerloo Line northbound going all stations to Harrow and Wheelstone. Change here for the Central Line. Bloody, bloody, bloody. Mind the doors. Or in, well, I can't say you're on national radio, but get your beep out the doors.
Yeah. Normally, the ones that I go are like, hello, mind the doors. So you would have really kind of stuck out, I think.
You do that so well.
Mind the doors. So, I mean, you've done so many voiceovers. What famous ones have you done that we would know?
Oh, my Lord. I've done ounces of movie trailers, TV adverts, PlayStation game, well, I can't say that, but, you know, console games and Xboxes and all that kind of stuff. I do lots of things. So it's endless.
Yeah.
And ho, 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 Green Giant. You might have recognized that, too.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Is that you as well? Okay.
And lots of different things. So many. Countless.
Wow.
He's looking
this
at me
so
like,
cool.
There's the Green Giant, yeah.
A lot of people's rooms are shaking. I did tell you to turn the bass down. Didn't I say?
Well, I try to talk like this all of the
time. In terms of movies, what voiceovers have you done? Like big ones.
A, Armageddon. Z, I can't think of another beginning of Zed, but I've been through a whole lot. You know, I lose. What have I done, honey? I got my agent in the background.
What you're doing, or do you just go in and read it out?
To be honest with
you,
I'm very proud of what I do, and I'm very meticulous. But I don't live and breathe them. You do them, and you get out of the studio. But I make sure it's done properly. I'm very meticulous. I'm the one who says, "Take it again." No, Red, it's fine. No, take it again. Okay, we'll do it again.
Yeah, I wouldn't argue with that.
I'm very particular about what I do.
Okay, we'll do it again. So you turn up and you see the script and you go, you must think to yourself, wow, I'm doing the voiceover for Armageddon, like a Hollywood film. That's incredible.
Easy.
You're kind of used to it, but I'd be excited by that.
You just do it. You just get in there. One man in a town. This year, a must-see movie coming soon.
Oh, God.
You get on with it. Sometimes you have comedies like Mr. Bean, you know? Mr. Bean's Holiday. You got to liven it up sometimes. You can get scary, go down there. Or you can get, hey, how you... You know, it's an art.
You're very versatile, aren't you?
Indeed, I am.
Yeah, you are.
I love doing my Cockney Hello, Scott. How's it going? What?
Is there much demand for your Cockney accent?
Occasionally, yeah. Yeah. A lot of people say, I didn't know you could do that, Rad, but I can.
Yeah. So, you know, when you are doing a voiceover, obviously your voice is incredibly deep anyway. Are there any times where you have to go, obviously for horror, you have to go really, really deep? How low can you go?
How low can I go? No, that was Scott, guys.
That's me. What makes a good film trailer? What kind of lines does it have to have in it? Because it's always like, it was a time of war.
Yeah, exactly.
What are the other famous cliches?
Oh, well, I forget what it was, but I think it was Saw, and it was basically like Saw 3, and someone was about to open a door, and all I said at the end of the trailer was, don't answer that. That was it. It's like, yeah, that's a wrap, Red. Thank you.
Brilliant. That was it. So do you have any rituals that you kind of go, oh, God, what this is making me feel is my voice is really high.
It is.
I sound really speaking. Do you have any rituals that you go through before you do voiceovers? Do you drink anything in particular?
Okay, I'm supposed to now say that, you know, I drink a lot of a lot of
whiskey,
spirits and stuff, yeah. And I'm supposed to gargle and scream to the top of my voice. But to be honest with you, I just get up, roll out of bed, look at the calendar, and get on with it. I have no ritual whatsoever, apart from waking up. And that's the truth.
Do you have a studio in your house so you can pretty much work from home?
Well, I got a studio in my house, but that's just for fun. I refuse to sit down in my house or in a little cave back there and do it. I like to get into studios and feel what I'm doing, feel the characters of, you know, what's actually required of me.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
But
now, we are making a movie here at Radio 1.
Oh, here we go.
And sorry about this. Normally, I know you charge a lot of money for this.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to play a song, You, Me at Six, and I'm going to give you the lines and see if this comes up to scratch, because we've written a movie trailer now for our movie, and we'd be honoured if you would be the voice
of
it.
Well, usually I get time to take a look at
it. Okay, well, I'll give you that, and I'll play a song. Red Pepper's here with us. It's Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. That was You, Me at Six, and Bite My Tongue, and Red Pepper is here.
Hi.
It's making me a bit scared.
Oh, we can work on it. We can work on that voice. Now, it is a bit weedy, but it's okay.
It is a bit weedy. Now, has anyone told you before that your voice makes their ears and necks tickle a little bit? Because that's happening to Nisha in York right now.
Oh, man. You got time for a little story? I was sitting in Soho Square, right, just minding my business on the telephone, talking to my people. And there was a lady sitting beside me eating her sandwiches and stuff. And she says, oh, my God, your voice makes me moist. And I said, I beg your pardon? It was like, I didn't know this woman from Adam, and okay. She just said that. And so I just thought I'd let you know that.
Now, obviously, we've got some people who have been on our Facebook, search Scott Mills if you want, and they say you're incredible, and also they would quite like to have a few things for you to say, if that's all right. We'll do that in a minute.
Go for it.
First of all, let's get to our Radio 1 movie trailer. So obviously you've done this before, so I'll just leave you to it. You've got the lines there, and
you got the music.
We're gonna add the music afterwards.
I might give
you a little bit of echo though.
In a time when everybody has a price, a time when it's hard to sleep at night, a time when the sale comes first and the truth comes second, one man asked a nation to do the impossible. From director Scott Mills comes the inspiring true story of 2 days that will change their lives forever. Rated 18. Not suitable for children.
Okay, and then we've got some names of people who are going to be in the film.
Of course. Lady Gaga, Olly Murs, Foo Fighters, Zane Lowe, Bruno Mars, Arctic Monkeys, Chris Moyles, Black Eyed Peas, Jesse J, Tiny Tempa, Harley the Dog, Scott Mills, and you. The Radio 1 movie premieres Wednesday, December 7th at 7 p.m. on the Radio 1 website. Your mother will love it. No, we don't actually say that often.
No, no, like, but that's not the tagline to the film. Don't get it twisted.
I was like, why did you write that?
I don't know.
I'm just crazy like that.
Okay, well, we have some very strange things coming in.
Mm.
Could you just say for me, this is from Jade on Facebook.
Hey, Jade.
Can you say, Labyrinth, come in.
Labyrinth, come in.
See, that's way better than the one on the track. Okay. Can you say for Lynn Mason, resistance is futile?
Resistance is futile.
Pedro says, can you say Twilight sucks?
I'm not sure about that one. Here we go. Twilight sucks.
And finally, this one from Rachel and a few other people. Can you say, go on, pigs?
Go on, pigs. Do you want it like a London accent?
I want it right down there.
Go on, pigs. Go on, pigs.
Go on, pigs.
Have it.
Well, that is incredible. You've done our movie trailer, and it's been brilliant for you to come in today. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. I'm at Radio 1. I can't believe it. I love this place.
Yeah, well, thanks Fantastic. Very much for coming in, Red Pepper. It's been really nice to meet you.
No problems. You want to get more of me, check me out on my Red Pepper application.
I knew that was coming.
You had to come in there, baby.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tell you what, the news about this autobiography just gets better and better. Molly's been on, and she was in English today, Chris, and she used your bit of the school disco story in her English today. It gave her inspiration because she's been there and done that.
Amazing.
Yeah, so you see, you're inspiring people as well. It's the book that everyone wants to read. Everyone's talking about it. Some people. 24 years at the tap end. The story of Chris and his random 24 years here in the UK. Where else have you been? Malia?
Kavos.
Prague. And Prague.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Pitbull. Radio 1. You know that when this book gets published, it'll be one of those books that you will want to read again and again on various trips to the toilet. It is a toilet book, I would say.
Well, it's an autobiography, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's 24 years at the tap end. My friend Chris's autobiography, detailing some of the good, bad and embarrassing moments from his 24 years on planet Earth. And apparently there is high demand, I'm hearing.
It's really weird. I got a tweet yesterday from a girl whose little sister had put it on her Christmas list for Santa.
Oh, cute.
Which is obviously going to be a bit awkward because I don't think we're going to get this out in time.
Also, how old is the sister? Because some of the content is a bit...
bit blue.
How's it work with books? There's no sort of film ratings, is there?
No, I think there's shelves. Like, so the bottom shelf is suitable for a certain age and then it goes up and up and up and up.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, a bit like magazines.
Yeah.
So where's Comedy Dave's book?
Oh, nearer the top, I think.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff in there, God.
You know, like when you need to get those little stools in the bookshop?
Yeah.
What shelf do you think yours would be on?
I think at the moment we're sort of lower middle. Depending on how much I'm going to reveal, it could sort of be upper middle soon, and then yeah. You never know, maybe top.
And then you'll need a stool to reach it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we're ready for some more?
Well, I'm ready if you are, yeah.
Sure thing. So, everybody listening to Radio 1 right now, here is your appointment for today's chapter of 24 Years at the Tap End, Chris's autobiography. Listen.
Ready?
Yep.
Right.
I love it. Every day does the introduction, and then every day you go, ready? It's like...
When I do a big intro like that...
You know, like on...
That's your cue.
Live at the Apollo, when they go, ladies and gentlemen, you
please
know,
welcome Russell Kane.
He doesn't go, ready? They just come
point.
On to a round of applause.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Here it is. Go.
My 17th year at the tap end. There are two annual events in Pinner that are a must to go to. There's Pinner Fair, around May kind of time, and Pinner Pantomime Evening, which takes place near to Christmas, around November.
You've invited me to that a couple of times.
Yeah,
I've never been able to make it.
It'd be great if you could come along.
Yeah. And what kind of people are on at the Panto?
Well, it's just something that goes on in Pinner.
I thought they had pantomimes everywhere, no?
Yeah, it's where they go to turn on the lights, basically, but they theme it around pantomime.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Does this
so it's not actually
towns?
A pantomime, it's a light switch on, themed like a pantomime.
It's a light switch on where a load of people dress up. That's
right.
All it is.
Oh, I thought you were talking about pantomime as in a theatre pantomime.
No,
as
there's
in
no...
it's behind you.
No, there's no show.
Oh. Well, that's not a pantomime. That's not. That isn't a pantomime.
You need to change the title of this episode because
I don't know. It's the mayor of Pinner or something must have decided this name. I didn't brand it.
But Chris, a pantomime is like it's on stage and stuff.
It's got David Hasselhoff in it as Widow Twankey.
Yeah. Ask the King of Pinner. I don't know who. I don't know who that is. Is that the mayor of Pinner? Is there such a thing? I don't know.
No idea.
Anyway. I don't think it's going to be you now.
Continue.
Pinner pantomime evening sees the Christmas lights being turned on, rarely with a celeb. But one year, I did go along to see Bob Holness press the button. He's a legend. Pinner actually has many famous residents, most noticeably Lee Latchford Evans, the one from Steps. Although, as far as I'm aware, he has never turned on the Pinner Christmas lights. Disappointing. He should, really. Anyway, me, Dougsy, Webbo and Lenski decided to go along as we do every year.
Who's Lenski? He's a new one.
Yeah, he's my Polish friend.
Right.
Legend. It was an excuse to get served mulled wine. You see, you never get ID'd for mulled wine. Weird, that.
It's true, actually.
At Pinner Pantomime evening, loads of shops along the high street open up their doors and give out mince pies and other Christmas stuff. There's a few rides and local school choirs sing Christmas songs. It's a great evening. There's even Morris dancers. They're a strange bunch, but I love them. This year, I noticed that there was even a young female Morris dancer. Fair play, I think, but she had a grey moustache. Not 100% sure why, but it wasn't fooling anyone. She was clearly a girl. We were walking down the road and came across a shop in the centre of Pinner. All the people working there were dressed as Pop Idol contestants, and one of them was hot. So we approached and made conversation. To get a cheeky feel, we asked for a photo. She even offered to take it on her camera.
What were you doing then? Having a picture taken with someone and your kind of arm goes across and...
Yeah, we went up to her, just said... Because she was dressed as a Pop Idol contestant.
Which one?
I don't know. I think just a generic... Mm. She looked like a pop star, but she had the contestant badge.
Oh, right.
In the style of Pop Idol.
Oh.
It's a pretty boring fancy dress thinking about it.
Maybe she went as Zoe Burkett.
But I managed to get her number so that we could pick up the photo a couple of days later. We stopped texting not too long after I picked up the photo. This may be hard to believe, but this hot girl was in fact Katie Wasel.
Hey?
Yeah, off X Factor.
And what year was this?
This was my 17th year at the Tap End, so 7 years ago.
Mm.
This was years before the X Factor, and she was dressed as a Pop Idol contestant. Since we met, she's gone a bit zany from what I've seen on the TV. Not really my type.
Zany? That's one word.
Nothing against her, just not really my type. I'd like to think I spotted her before Simon Cowell.
That's great. Is she a Pinner resident?
Yeah, well...
Oh, we've talked about this.
Yeah, family owned that shop.
Wasn't that shop in the high street in Pinner like Katie Wasel HQ during X Factor last year?
That was it. And if she'd got to the final, you would have been live from that shop, probably, to do the, you know, stuff in front of the crowd and the family.
With the mayor and...
Exactly.
And various members of the family.
The mayor of Pinner.
How exciting they are.
Yeah. But unfortunately, she didn't make the final, so that didn't become a reality, did it?
I went to see Cher Lloyd's nice family instead. But if you had been successful with Katie Wasel, I may well have been going round to your house on the X Factor final. If you'd got together with her.
Yes, I suppose. And if we had our own place, then I suppose, yes, you would have. That would have been weird, wouldn't it?
Yeah, really weird. I didn't know you then.
Yeah. But I don't think, you know, at the time, what I'm trying to say here, though, is when we saw her as a Pop Idol contestant, I've got this picture at home to prove it.
I wasn't thinking you were making it up, Chris.
She was, no, I mean, she was a lot, I mean, she looks great now, but she was a lot more my type. If that makes sense.
What, then?
Yeah.
In what way? What was your type? What is your type?
I don't think my type... I think my type is just... She was very... I don't know, on the X Factor, it all went Etta James, didn't it? And sort of Freddie Mercury-esque.
What do you mean?
It was a bit like that Kitty Brutnell. There was a bit too much flamboyance.
Right.
Too much going on, really.
A bit too bonkers, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not normal enough.
No, exactly. I like nice, sort of normal people.
Right.
To this day, me and my mates make a point of going to Pinner Pantomime every year. But every year we wonder why there is no Pinner celebrity that will turn up and do the lights. Lee Latchford Evans, Katie Wasel. That was with a question mark, so I'm sure I should have said that differently. It was like, why won't they do it sort of thing.
Do it again.
Lee Latchford Evans,
Katie Waisel. Is that right?
Spoons.
Spoons.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I heard somewhere that Poirot lives in Pinner as well. I doubt Katie Waisel remembers me now, to be honest.
Where did you hear that?
Someone told me. I'm sure I've read that somewhere, that Poirot's...
Actual Poirot lives in Pinner?
Yeah. Yeah, but I've never seen him do the lights.
No. Well, if Katie Waisel doesn't do them, you've no chance of getting Poirot.
I doubt Katie Waisel remembers me now, to be honest, but I will always remember our time at Pinner Pantomime Evening and hope that this year, 7 years on, she may appear again. Or that the celebs of Pinner could team up together like a Pinner Band-Aid. We can all dream.
That's beautiful, Chris. The Scott Mills Daily. Example. Kirsty in Whitstable's been on. She's saying that you can self-publish on some of those book websites. Her friend's just done it with her book, so your book could be available within a week. Nah, I think we'll wait for the big bucks. I think we'll wait for the publishers. But thanks anyway, Kirst, for the information. It's official. Poirot does live in Pinner. Get him to switch on the lights. Let's start a campaign. The Scott Mills Daily. Nice. Mumford & Sons on BBC Radio 1. And before that, Mode Step and To The Stars. Sean off of Southend's been on, saying there is a rating for books now. You know, saying there wasn't one. With any kind of content in the books, like you get on movies, it's got a little, like a pie thing on the front, like a little pie. And that's when you know if there's any gruesomeness or any nudie stuff in there. I just said nudie stuff. And are you jealous of Welwyn Garden City?
Why?
Because they have got... It's quite near Pinner, isn't it, in Watford? Well, not far. They've got Amelia off of X Factor turning on their Christmas lights in 2 weeks. But this is before she went back into the competition. So I reckon she might pull out now because she's too big. She's back. Right, Children in Need... Rocks is tomorrow, and then the main Children in Need night on Friday. But we're going to be live from Manchester tomorrow. Lady Gaga is on, Coldplay, Ed Sheeran, JLS, and loads of other people in an incredible concert at Manchester's MEN Arena. We will bring you the build up tomorrow from four on this show. We have a little backstage area, like a small box just near the stage, so hopefully as the stars walk past, because they have to walk past us to get to the stage, we'll grab them for a chat tomorrow. So all the build up for Children in Need Rocks Manchester on this show, we'll be there live from 4 p.m. tomorrow, and you can hear it all on Radio 1 tomorrow night from 8 and watch it on Telebox. It's going to be on BBC One also from 8 p.m. tomorrow night. The Scott Mills Daily. Smooth Talking Dan is absolutely disgusted with us. He just rampaged in going, "Ugh, are you all eating cold baked beans from a can? Yeah, and what?"
He's so disgusted, he's actually gone home.
Posh, that's why.
But what I love is that we are all eating a can of beans each.
Yeah, we've got our own can. Don't call me, you know, cheap or anything.
Me and you, supermarket own brand. Chris is the one that's gone for the...
The premier brand.
Yeah. Twice the price.
The one that doesn't speak is not partaking in this, which I think is an idiotic thing to do, because if you don't join in, you suffer.
If three out of four people in a room are eating a whole tin of beans
each... Whoa, 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 whoa. Chris is now dipping cheese and onion crisps into the baked beans. You disgust me. Get out. That is disgusting. It's one thing eating it from a can. You want a bit of Jeremy Kyle then, doesn't it? Get off my stage. I think it's fine. Actually quite nice.
I'd way prefer them cold.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, here come the texts now. Students, etc. Thanks very much.
Cheers.
Cheers. Here's to the freaking weekend. I'll eat beans to that. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. The Wanted and Lightning on BBC Radio 1. Not sure I should have boshed a whole tin.
I feel slightly bigger than I did.
This isn't good. Okay, good. This is Radio 1.
I love this behind the scenes.
God. Jesse J is next. And also we're going to play Ed Sheeran. He's going to be at Children in Need Rocks in Manchester tomorrow.
Speaking of Children in Need, can I get your sponsorship, please?
What, are you sitting in a bath of what you've just eaten?
Oh, I should have done that. No, I was going to
do it. Loads of people do that in wacky waistcoats, like off of The Office.
I don't like the thought of it.
What are you doing for Children in Need?
I'm going to do a sponsored silence.
Okay,
now,
good
I've
luck
tried
with that.
It once before when I was about 7, and I did about 4 hours, and then someone offered me a what's it, and that I just broke. I just said yes. Do you know what I mean? It's like I completely forgot there was food there. I was hungry. I was
Understandable. So
When are you starting this?
Well, I was going to do like 24 hours, so if I start it now, then I'll still be doing it tomorrow at Children in Need, but I'll be able to speak for a bit.
Okay, so you're going to start it right now, but you're not going to, like, that means you won't be able to speak on the show tomorrow. Oh, well.
Have I started it or not? I don't know.
Okay, sorry. And go.
Go on, pigs.
No. I need to... Laughing doesn't count. Oh, no.
Yes, it does. That was 4 seconds, right? And starting now.
40 of those.
Spatula.
Okay, I know what I'll do it. That is more impressive, 11 seconds. Okay, we're going to have to think this through, I think. How are you raising money for this?
BBC Radio 1.